This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
I'm a big proponent in that everyone needs to get punched in the face once just to feel it, so that they know if they try to fuck around and find out, they know what that find out is.
Yeah. We are doing Lie to Me, Baby.
I'm not a clever man.
Is Cheez-Its a sponsor?
But this time, we are doing married couples.
I'm not saying I agree with that.
Despite the fact that they're all evil and should die.
To the dungeon! What she's trying to say is he had no glory days.
If anyone wants a divorce, I can just text it to you.
I'm literally in another world right now, so do not disturb me.
Incarceration immediately.
I feel like this is taking a dark turn.
Because of the panini?
That picture was taken outside of therapy.
Yeah, good times.
Don't you delegitimize the grossness of this.
Wrecked people wreck people.
Say it again.
Put that in a fucking book. Wrecked people
wrecked people.
I think I want more plants. Oh, hi everyone, welcome to Get Around.
Eric, you killed all of your plants.
Shut up, Courtney.
Eric,
shut up with your logic.
You killed.
Shut up,
you
Courtney.
You killed all of your plants. And how many times did you try repot them?
I repotted 8 plants all at once. And it's okay. You know what? We don't even need to talk about it. I think I want a tree this time though. Trees are a little bit easier.
Eric, you know, trees, Eric, are so much harder. And all of our returning players and all of our new guests, welcome to Get Wrecked. Don't get a fucking tree if you've never had a plant, everyone.
It's harder to die.
No. It's the game show podcast where we make our lives worse, as Eric did by killing all those plants, so yours can get better. I am Coco.
I am Eric.
A plant killer.
And after I buy a new tree, every week we play a different game with 4 to 6 different hilarious contestants to answer society's most ratchet, disgusting, stupid-ass questions. For these first couple of minutes, we're going to take a second to answer your listener confessions, and we're going to catch up on the shit we've been thinking in our dumb brains for the past 7 days. And then we're going to drop the big burning question for this week that we're going to tackle, and we're going to set up the game and bring in our little guests.
The only thing that I've really wanted to talk about, Eric knows about this, because we were just talking about it about 10 minutes ago. I met a man.
You didn't meet a man.
I met a man.
You didn't meet a man. Not in the way that you... So listeners, beware. She did not meet a man in the way that you think she met a man. She didn't meet a prospect. This isn't a man that she can have. This is not. This is an openly gay man with probably a husband and a beautiful family.
It's never been confirmed. It's never been confirmed.
Okay.
And I think...
Okay, Courtney.
That he is bisexual.
When I tell you this man is the most, like, he has lip fillers, he's Botox, he is the stereotypical gay man. He's as gay or gayer than I am.
But his voice is so, like, sultry and smooth.
Just because his voice is a couple octaves deeper doesn't mean he don't want the dick. I don't understand. You have so many gay friends. You have so many gay friends. How did you let this happen to you? How did you get hoodwinked and bamboozled in such a way just now?
I'm down bad. Like, it's going to be the thing that, like, now whenever I see him, I'm going to make sure I put a little, like, makeup on my face.
Oh, my God.
Like,
Coco, you are down bad.
I told my boyfriend about it. That's also how you know that.
What? You did not.
I said, Pete, I met a man. But Eric thinks he's gay.
Hey, Pete, this man is probably more into you than he's into me. Do you want to seduce him?
Like, I need
him?
You to bridge the gap for us. Actually, I need you to bring him home for me.
Can you bring him home? And then we could just turn off the lights and we could all have a good time.
We could all have a
he doesn't have to know what my sex is. Oh, my God. So I've been waiting to bring this up for like at least a month, for like a full month of production. But I've been waiting for it to get out of the news cycle so that I wouldn't get sued, because I know that this person's legal team is just on it. They're on it. So Drake, I want to talk about Drake. Having intercourse with women, using a condom, and then pouring fucking Tabasco sauce in the condoms. And then a woman putting that used condom inside of her vagina, and that woman having a horrific emergency room visit with hot sauce in her punani because she tried to get pregnant by Drake, but Drake thought three steps ahead. I don't know who's on the right. I don't know who's in the wrong.
I've never heard about this.
This is all that anyone was talking about a month ago.
What?
A month ago. Yeah, Drake apparently.
Is this confirmed?
This is confirmed. So Drake apparently puts hot sauce in his used condoms to discourage women from trying to impregnate themselves with his billion-dollar babies. And this one girl tried to impregnate herself with his billion-dollar babies and put fucking Tabasco sauce up her fucking vagina and then sued Drake for it. Sued Drake.
How would you... But he put the hot sauce in the condom after they were done having sex.
After they were done having sex. And put like, and like, just so that it would like kill all the spermies, and also that it, so that it would like discourage the girl from like putting the fucking stuff in her fucking vagina. And he threw the condom away and she fished that shit out of the trash. And put that shit in her vagina.
I'm still in disbelief. Like, I haven't had time to process because this is new information to me. And I just feel like there is no way that she will ever get money from
him. No way.
Like, there's no way. That's like if I, way. Like, I know women got, like, awfully, like, have, what are they called? Like, you could have, like, condoms with like, they're not condoms, but like things with teeth in them, depending on what country.
Oh yeah, they're anti-rape. They're like the anti-rape.
You're not going to get sued for that, which I obviously understand is a very different situation. But nonetheless, I'm saying like you don't need to ask somebody permission,
right?
For that, like that makes no sense.
It makes no sense. It was also a used condom in the trash. He could have put. What? Goldschlager in there. He could have put fucking peppermint schnapps in that fucking condom and it wouldn't have been anyone's fucking business. That's her problem if she decides to inject that peppermint schnapps into her veins. Like, it's not Drake's fault. But at the same time, it's also as wild of him.
I honestly think that that isn't an ingenious idea. That is such a brilliant idea. But... I don't have many nice things to say about Drake, but that... Also, the fact that she
ain't having no babies, that's
telling
for sure.
People. Because here's the thing.
A public lawsuit.
Why else would the condom be backing your vagina? Unless you were doing exactly what we're talking about. So she's not even denying.
She's not even denying it.
The fact that she did do that.
She's just upset that his countermeasures worked.
Or he didn't even do that shit, and she just decided that that would be like a fun, creative story. No, I'm not blowing my
nose.
No,
I think
we are going to move on.
I think he admitted it. I'm pretty sure I saw. It's been a month since this news came out, but I'm pretty sure I saw that he like addressed the situation. That he definitely does put Tabasco sauce in condoms to kill all of his genetic materials, and that it's her fault for re-injecting it into her body.
You know who he learned that shit from? The 16-year-old girls he talks to. They gave him that technique because that does not sound like a grown-ass man would be smart enough to come up with. But that is
Courtney,
the manipulative genius of a teenage
girl. I warned you about this motherfucker's legal team? Did I not warn you about this man's legal team? Just so everyone knows, specifically Drake's legal team. I'm sorry. I'm sure he's not talking to 16-year-old girls. That is just a rumor.
It's just
that I, Eric Myrick, am not affiliated with.
Look, I am.
I did not say that.
I don't know when I'm allowed to like him and when I'm not allowed to like him. We go back and forth. All I know is I knew him back as Audrey Graham.
Yeah.
On Degrassi. I know every single line of his first rap that he did on that show before he got shot and ended up in a wheelchair. Like, yeah. I go back with my guy. So
him and his girlfriend, like virginity story, all of that. It was just,
oh
that
my god,
was the,
you watched Degrassi too?
Of course I watched.
Did you know they're bringing that shit back, bitch?
I did. It's coming to HBO Max and it's not gonna be great. Again, this is a joke for HBO's legal team. Yeah, it's going to be HBO Max.
Yeah, this is a joke for HBO's legal team because HBO has never made anything bad.
Ever. Their whole lives.
And we weren't just talking about Euphoria last week.
We promised we weren't. All jokes. We swear.
All giggles. Like, it's taking everything in me to not talk shit about Euphoria again.
Done. Right, yeah, that tracks.
It honestly consumes every inch of my being.
It consumes me as well. Oh, confessions. We have to get on with the episode.
I think we should do that. Yeah.
I think maybe so. I think possibly so. Do you have one that you would like to start off with, Coco Bell?
I do, and I think it's like a little aggressive. So one of our listeners said, when I was a kid, our dog died and my parents got it embalmed. Whenever my sister would steal my cookies, I would hide the cookies in our dog's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that your whole family is fucked up.
Yeah. Every part of that story screams white people shit. It screams white people
absolutely
shit.
Absolutely true. Did you ever have an animal growing up that died?
Yeah, and
how did your parents dispose of the animal?
Oh, what do you mean my parents disposed of the animal? We went to a kennel and the dog was put down. It was euthanized.
Oh, and okay.
The kennel did what they do. And then I think my grandma's dog did die at her house.
Mm-hmm.
We also called like animal services or something, or like took to the kennel or something. What do you mean embalmed? Can you imagine?
Like walking around and the thing is still there. When I was a kid,
and then putting food in it.
But honestly, if
they don't wash those mouths before they embalm it.
But that's honestly a really good hiding spot. So you're probably the smartest one out of the whole family.
You're fucking nasty. Don't give them even an inch, okay? Don't give them even a fucking inch.
When I was a kid, I had a bird, and I knew the bird was sick, and I told my whole family that the bird was sick, and they didn't believe me. Then after a couple of days, they were like, whatever, you whiny little hoe, we'll take her to the vet. And the vet was like, oh, this bird is deathly ill. We'll give it medicine. And we gave it the medicine, and the next morning I woke up, Birdie was gone. Sydney was unalive. And I sobbed and I wept and I was like, where is she? And my parents were like, we buried her in a shoebox in the backyard. And they pointed to me exactly where Sydney was. And I knew that she was always with us.
And so you woke up and the bird was literally like not just dead, gone, like was not in the cage.
Like, bro, didn't even get to say goodbye. Bitch was gone. And so years later, when I was in high school, my parents were just like drinking one night and decided to make a joke about my bird Sydney and how they disposed of her in the trash. And I said,
the trash.
Like the indoor inside can. And they were like, oh, we thought we told you that we lied. That is some black people shit. They just threw out the bird. They didn't even bury my bird, bitch. They threw out my bird in the trash can. And I'm not making the story up. I will bring Sharon Bell back on this show, and Sharon can tell the story herself because I'm not over it.
I am dead. The inside trash can. You put food in there. You opened that shit up that whole day. And Birdie was just one layer of pizza rolls below. One dirty Kleenex away from a lifetime of trauma. I'm not even going to give my confession this week. I think the confession to the guest and then your confession was enough.
Honestly, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm so sad. Okay, it's time for the episode.
It's time to get going.
You guys, I don't really have very much to say. It's plain and simple, you guys. It's round three. We are doing Lie to Me, Baby. We're bringing it
Lie
back.
To Me, a crowd favorite.
It's the
favorite.
Best game we've ever made. We are original and we are obsessed with it. But this time, we are doing married couples. We're doing people who aren't just dating. They're not just hooking up. They're not just friends. They decided to lock that shit down. They are all of the above all at the same time. You hate them, you love them, but you're stuck with them for life. Unless you poison the other one and you lie about it and then you hope to get away with it. Which definitely would be my backup plan if I ever needed to. So,
Quirky, what? Okay. Well,
you know, it's fine.
Moving on.
Heavy committed. So we want to know what marriage is really like. Like, do you just say all the things that you're thinking around this person? Like, if they just, like, if you're having one of those days where it's like, don't look at me, do you just say that to them now? Do you tell them everything that pisses you off about them? Or, like, are the little white lies the things that keep marriage alive and abundant?
Right.
So we just want to know, what is the key to success here? Lie to me, baby. Part three.
Lie
married
to
couples.
Me. Lie to me, baby. I'm so pumped. I'm fucking ready to get this shit started. I'm ready to bring in a fucking guest. What about you?
I'm ready.
And off we go. See y'all in just a couple of seconds. Bye.
Peace, love, blessings.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. When you hydrate with Liquid IV, you're powered by HydraScience. HydraScience is Liquid IV's science-backed formula with an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. Experience great-tasting hydration for mental clarity, physical endurance, and overall well-being. Sip into something that up-levels every moment. Liquid IV. Tear. Pour. Live more. Visit us at liquidiv.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. We have returned and we brought our lovely guests in. All of our couples who have put that ring on that finger. They did it.
That ring on that finger.
So they tell me.
Beyonce said so. So we
That's
all got
right.
it done.
They liked it and they put a ring on it. This is going to be a really fun game, guys. I'm super pumped. We're going to introduce you guys first and then Courtney Coco. What the fuck?
Did I have an aneurysm? Did you literally forget my name live on air?
Yeah, I did. Then Coco's going to give you guys a rundown of what you're doing in detail. And yeah, we're going to get this shit fucking started. Team Coco's on a winning fucking streak, which is depressing.
I've really been.
I can accept it. Season one, I had my moment. I had my moment in season one.
You did. You actually had a long run.
Yeah, currently it's a Coco season, and that's
how
okay.
does it feel? Like it feels bad.
I don't want to talk about
it.
I don't
felt really bad when
you could
I was
leave me alone.
It, and it must
you could,
be making you.
You could make the
sad.
Choice to leave me the fuck alone. You could do that right now. Okay.
No.
Anywho, so Team Coco is gonna be Hallie and Jeremy. Coco, ask them whatever you want to ask them.
All right, Hallie and Jeremy, we've already said it twice, but we're gonna have you guys give us your names, where you're from, and what is something that you judge other couples for doing.
You got something, Jeremy? Do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. So I am Jeremy. I'm currently living in Columbus, Ohio, and I judge couples for sitting on the same side of the booth. Why do that?
That is a good one.
Yeah, that is a weird thing. That people do that, don't they?
Not.
Oh, Courtney, do you, wait, do you do this, Coco?
We switch teams.
No, it's fucking not. This is a great start. I'm so happy this happened. It's a great start. I want rips. Rip this team apart. Hallie, do you second that, or do you have another one?
I have a second, I have a slightly different one. So my name's Hallie. I'm actually living in Detroit, Michigan right now. A little bit of a long distance thing.
We love it.
And I actually slightly judge other couples for doing the whole like 5 month anniversary, 8 month anniversary thing. Like it just, yeah.
It's a little ick.
It gives me the ick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely does. I think that's a good one.
And so are you guys engaged or are you guys married?
We are married.
Ooh. Yeah. They got the big ring.
They locked it the fuck down.
The big ring.
They've got the big ring.
We'd love
in
to see
it. In the eyes of the law, we are
married. In the eyes of the United States government. Thank you, Judge. All right, Team Eric, we are going to dominate this game. I do believe in us. I'm incredibly competitive, and I'm losing. So you have to bring,
that's a lot of pressure.
The
pressure is on. My goodness.
No
pressure at all. But again, your names, where you're from or where you're currently living. And yeah, what is something that each of you judge about other couples?
Do you have one?
Kaylee, you can go first.
Okay. Well, my name is Kaylee. I'm living in Los Angeles, California. And what do I judge other couples for? I guess when it's like too much posting on social media, I guess is maybe one of my pet peeves where I'm like, oh, you're social really PDA. Pushing. It's like, oh, I really want everyone to know how happy I am. And I'm like, right. Are you though?
So depressed. They're absolutely miserable. Right.
They're not getting along is what's happening.
Picture was taken outside of therapy, for sure.
Exactly, yeah. 100%. So that's probably my biggest pet peeve.
Strong one.
Other couples.
Strong one.
My name is Jackson, and I also live in Los Angeles, California. And something I definitely judge other couples for is wearing his and her shirts or his and his shirts or her and her shirts. I hate, especially like the one that bothers me the most is at Disneyland where it's like, I'm his Minion. She's my Mickey. God. I hate that. It's so tacky and corny. I hate it. I hate coordinated clothes of any kind.
Oh yeah, that's it is fair. Relationship merch. Like why do you need merch for your relationship?
Relationship merch.
I've tried like, too at Disneyland. I've tried and failed. It's
never gonna happen. Never gonna happen.
Give her you that one trip. Going into it. That like 5 year anniversary. You're gonna have to buy this one t-shirt.
My only compromise is if we have kids and we need to do the whole you're wearing the same colored shirt so we can identify you in a crowd.
That's practical.
That's time we'll do it.
Yeah, that's practicality though. That's just thinking ahead. That's smart thinking
ahead. This is totally off topic, but I just want to throw this out there because I think this group might understand based on what we've just said. I personally think that the fact that I call my real life dad daddy is not weird. Like, to this day, I still call him daddy, and it really makes Eric viscerally uncomfortable, as you can see in his face. And I would never call
I can't do this
my
again,
current
Courtney.
Boyfriend daddy
I can't do
until
this again.
We have kids. And then I'm like, dad, like, daddy's I putting can't. You to bed. Like, you're trying to get them to say daddy. And then eventually, like, you just refer to him as daddy. Like, I think it's like a natural progression, and then I would no longer call my father daddy.
Yeah.
Am I right?
I get that.
No.
That's totally
okay,
understandable.
Thank you.
I'm not saying I agree with that. I understand it. But I'm also on the other side of things, so it doesn't affect me as the same
That's
way.
That's true. You know, that is true. You're just on the receiving end of the name. I will one day have people who come on this show and agree with me, but I don't think it was today.
Oh, gosh. Nice. Okay. Wait, one last question. One last question for Team Eric. Are you married or are you engaged?
We are married. We had two weddings.
Yes, we did.
Yay!
Because of the panini?
Yeah.
Yes, we were supposed to get married in April of 2020. That didn't happen. We moved to September of 2020. That didn't happen. So we had a Zoom wedding in August of 2020 and then had our actual big celebration in September of 2021.
Wow, oh, good. You right were just before like, the world went to shit again.
Yeah. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Yeah, we just made it in like so close.
You really did.
Right in that needle.
Right.
This is incredible. You all look super happy and we're super excited to have you.
And now we're going to ruin it all.
And now we're going to ruin it all.
Now we're going to break up your entire relationship. So,
go ahead.
On this show, we like to play a fancy little game called Lie to Me. It is the third time that we have played it, and it is our absolute favorite. So, obviously, you guys are not just dating, you're not just hooking up. Like, you decided to lock that shit down hard. You're in the long haul, but we need to find out, what is marriage, what is it really like? Like... Mm-hmm. Do you guys lie to each other to spare each other's feelings? Or are you just like, fuck it, I'm literally going to know you to the day that I die, so I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm thinking at all times. I don't need to spare your feelings ever. Are those white lies still what keep this long relationship alive? Like, what is the key to success? So we are going to test where you guys stand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And our rules for this episode, they're wild. So prior to this episode, we asked you all questions about what you think your partner thinks of you or what you think they would do in certain situations in X, Y, Z. We will present a question to a member of Team Coco and a member of Team Eric, and then we're going to have you guys see if you have the right answers in the end, all right? See if you really know your partner. Or if they've been lying to you and you've been lying to yourselves, and if it's all a sham, and if you should get a divorce today, and we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. You know how some people get their like license to be able to marry people online? I did that for divorces. So by the end of the episode, if anyone wants a divorce, I can just text it to you.
Call Eric. Okay. Yeah. Eric's got it going. Well, Eric, the losing team, would you like to go first?
I think we can do that. I think I'll accept that. For us.
Okay.
Okay. So, hey, Jack. Hey, Jack, you're up.
Yeah, what's up? Hello. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. So, you're freaking out, you know? What does Kaylee automatically assume that freak out is about?
Oh, man. I freak out over the dumbest things. I had a panic attack once because I didn't think a parking... spot at an apartment was gonna work, and I thought we had ruined our entire livelihood because we wouldn't be able to fit our car in the spot. Oh man. That's really hard. Something about bugs being in our house because our house is so old.
Wow. The correct answer was there is some sort of bug in the shower. Congratulations,
yes,
Team Eric. Starting out strong.
Just for reference, he almost killed us this last week because there was a cockroach in the shower. He found it, and then he sprayed cockroach spray on it aggressively to kill it. But we have to live in an old, old house. There's no ventilation. So he starts coughing. I'm coughing. Our dog is coughing. I'm like, oh, we're going to die.
I didn't turn the shower off while I was doing this, so the air and the roach killer was just like...
Oh, my God.
And just filling the shower with a cloud.
You made it. We would have never heard from either of you again.
If Kaylee died and you didn't, you would have to keep spraying so you would also die.
Yeah,
you
have to keep going.
You would have to tell the police that she died and everybody would think you murdered her.
Oh, exactly. That's true. We found roach poison in her lungs.
Like, there's no way. It's just there was a cockroach in the shower. Like, they would.
There's just no way.
It's such a common occurrence, though. They find ways to get in because our house literally is not sealed. It's from
I thought you meant wife murder.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm on track. I'm back.
We're back. All right. Hallie, you are up. Are you ready?
No. I don't.
That is the answer that we want. No, that means you're coming from an honest place. We're going to get the point. Okay.
Can I just also interrupt to say that I do not remember at all what I wrote?
That's amazing.
I'm so excited. We remember.
Okay,
we
good.
Have it all.
We remember. It's been a very busy 24 hours.
So he also came from an honest place. All right.
And he can't cheat. That's right. That's great.
What does Jeremy think is the most annoying thing that you do?
Oh, that I do? Oh, man. Mm-hmm. It's probably leave mugs around the house. Like, empty mugs. I have a really bad habit
tell
of,
on
like,
yourself.
Grabbing one and then pouring something and then leaving it there. And just,
you got it. Just, like, pulling them out.
Yeah.
All right.
Clutter monster.
Unfortunately, we got a different answer from Jeremy.
Jeremy.
And Jeremy says... What do you want to do when I ask what she wants to do?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you say
that? The fun thing about this game is that whenever you give a wrong answer, you're just telling on yourself. That's just a freebie. Yes.
I dug myself in a hole.
Okay, that was a great round. And I say it was great because I won. And now
that's true.
Moving on to the next person on Team Eric for this round one. Kaylee, it's your turn. Yes. Are you ready?
Okay. Oh, I as ready as I'll ever be.
Who is Jax Hall Pass, aka the one person you'd give him permission to be with aside from you?
Ooh, two came to mind right away, but I'm gonna go with Emma Watson.
Emma Watson?
But, yeah. Oh, it doesn't look like I'm right. I don't know. I'm going with Emma Watson. That's what I'm
going
to put.
You're going with Emma Watson. But yep, you know what? Integrity. I will say.
Jackson that if, said he does if, not go with cheating.
I would say. If,
exactly. And if, that's what, that was my Courtney first saw, answer.
If Courtney saw Jackson cheating, she would eliminate this whole question and I would cry. Because I would do the same thing for her team and she knows that.
Yep.
So the correct answer was unfortunately not Emma Watson. The correct answer was Anna Kendrick.
That's the thing. That was the first one that came to mind. And I went, Instincts. Oh, but I think it changed recently.
I've told Instincts. You that Emma Watson is no longer in that list because she dated someone I worked with. And like, right, it's just a little too weird to be like, oh, that was his girlfriend for a long time.
Okay, Team Coco.
Jeremy, are you ready?
I think so.
We'll fucking see, Jeremy.
Hallie never believes you when you say.
Oh my god, I don't know. I say everything so convincingly.
I love the confidence.
I have no idea. This is going to be soul shattering when I find out.
And it's going to be even more fun when you give another answer that she could add to the list of things that she never believes.
Oh my god.
I believe in you.
That I don't remember things.
You know, I don't believe that you don't have a good memory. You know what? I can't see it. I just can't see it.
All right. Unfortunately, that was not the right answer. The correct answer was, yes, it was Pubs. One round of Pubs, and then I'll go to bed. See? You
knew. Instincts, people.
I still believe in my team. Instincts. You knew.
This was a good practice round for everyone to know. Well, you have to use your instincts, you guys. You go with your gut. You guys are married. You know. Okay, so that was a good first round. Once again, it was a great first round because I'm in the lead. Round two. We're starting round all the way back from the top. This time, we're going... I'll start with Kaylee this time. What is the stupidest idea Jack has ever had? Number one stupidest idea he's ever had ever.
That's such a plethora of choices.
That response.
I'm not a clever man.
He's not. We love him so much. I feel like... It's something to do with travel, usually. I feel like especially like if we're driving to Northern California where our family is, like, he just makes dumb choices of like, oh, we're gonna get off here. And I'm like, what the heck is this location? Or like, we're not stopping. Or like, I need to pee. And like, he won't let me.
Locking it in?
Oh, God.
He
can't make any faces.
Right. I know. I'm gonna lock it in.
You're locking it in? Well, unfortunately, that is not the correct answer. But now he has ammunition to use on you in the future. Yes, the correct answer was Putting THC syrup on breakfast at the same ratio as regular syrup. Also, I don't know what this THC syrup is. What is that?
So you would think it's like syrup. Like, you know, they put THC into syrup. No, it's like liquid THC, but a little bit thicker. So
THC.
Like
weed.
I put 40 milliliters of this thing on breakfast, and I was out from 8:30 in the morning till 9 at night. I was like, I can't. I'm gonna die.
You kept breathing. I can't believe it was bad.
It was.
Oh
it
my
was
god. Bad.
She measured hers out like a smart person.
It was still too much, but I did measure it. Yeah, it was.
Oh my god!
I remember telling her, "You need to put on Hercules, and I'm going to close my eyes and just be on this couch for 4 hours."
Every time you guys have a question, I'm just more and more proud of you for making it to this podcast.
I'm just proud of it. Excited. Staying alive as long as I have.
Yeah, I'm really happy that you guys are still with us.
That is insane.
No points to Team Eric. That's okay. No Team Coco.
Right. Jeremy, I'm bringing it back to you again. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay, good, good, good. If Hallie could erase one of your shared memories, which would it be?
Oh, man.
See, this is also a very revealing one, if you get it wrong.
That's the reason that we pick these questions, so you can say the wrong answer and ruin your relationship.
See, the fun thing about this is that I alluded to in the previous question that I don't have a great memory.
He only can think of beautiful things with you, because he loves you so much.
He's already forgotten all the worst things. Yeah.
Oh my god.
It could be something that happened.
It could be a recurring.
I feel like this is taking a dark turn.
it could be a night terror. It could be one of your deepest, darkest traumas. Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe when I had surgery.
Are you going to pass? Throw in something. Yeah.
Is passing an option? Can I save a point?
No, it's not.
Okay. That's
pretty rude.
I was waiting for you to ask to pass and then to just to crush you. You're not on my team, Jeremy. What do you expect?
I don't know. Maybe after I had surgery, I have no idea.
You know what? We'll lock. You said surgery twice.
Sure,
I think we're gonna lock in the surgery.
All right. Funny. Her answer was every morning at 5 a.m. when her dog and cat wake us up.
So you were close.
You were close.
Yeah.
You were close.
You skirted around it. You felt it. You're mm-hmm. You know. You have the instinct.
And we promise that not every question we ask you will be about memory. We swear.
Okay.
we swear.
We swear. No points for that one, but we are moving. Whose turn is it in my team? Is it Jack? Wait.
I think it's me.
Eric,
back
Jack.
In the hot seat.
Who's fucking
there we go.
Turn
is- Whose fucking turn is it? Okay. Jack. If Kaylee ruled the world, what would her first law be?
There's so many.
Kaylee, don't make any faces.
I'm going to look away from seeing her face right now. I mean, I feel like she would make it law that all ants had to be exterminated. That's one of them.
Wait, all what has to be exterminated?
All ants?
She hates ants.
So she murders them all. She is
like
extinction.
The bug kind.
Extinction
not
level event.
Not parents, like familial siblings.
I feel like we understood that part. I wasn't confused.
Here's the thing. I know it. It's in my brain. I've heard her say, if I had one wish or my rule, I would do this. And I can't remember it. And I want to say it's something to do with driving or airplane travel. it's where I'm gonna go with the ant thing that everyone has to, just like all exterminators
extinction level event got
ants.
It
extinction level, no more ants ever,
got it, understood. Unfortunately, ant genocide was not the correct answer.
I'm not gonna lie, it crossed my mind, but I was like, I feel that'd be bad for the ecosystem somehow
the food chain would get us, and then we would have no more avocados.
Evil and should die.
Yeah, right. True. Very real. Okay, so the correct answer for this one is you cannot disturb a person while they are reading a book for any reason. that is her first,
that
literally, martial law.
That's less about other people disturbing her and me disturbing her pretty much every day. Just me coming in from the room while she's reading and be like, hey, you busy? I need to talk to you about something.
Like, yes, there's a book in my hand. I'm in a novel.
I'm literally in another world right now, so do not disturb me.
Kaylee genuinely just wants a legal, like a punitive measure against you specifically. She just wants firm legal action on you.
It'll be like, hey, do you want to watch this TikTok? I'm like, no.
No, go to jail. Police.
To the dungeon.
Take him away.
Come here.
Take this man away.
Hallie, you are up. Jeremy just died the stupidest death possible. What did his dumbass do?
Oh my god. He did just slip on ice this morning.
Yikes.
And burst his tailbone.
I love this specific additional inspiration, the bruised tailbone.
That's all I can think about is the slipping on ice.
Slipped on more ice.
Like, crack your neck.
Slipping on more ice.
He slipped as a full 180 and lands on his neck.
Super cartoon.
Honestly, full flat.
I feel like this is quite similar. Like, the wrong answer, but I feel like you guys...
For sure wrong, but so close.
Crush trying to carry something heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I feel like he slipped on ice while he was carrying in all of the bags of groceries rather than taking two trips. You know what I mean?
And then he does five full flips in the air like the Wile E. Coyote and then snaps his neck.
I get it. I feel like I would die a similar death just trying to carry something that I should not be carrying by myself and getting crushed.
I'm getting crushed.
It's the way.
That's a really funny death, though. So at least your wife will die with a smile on her, or you will die with your wife having a smile on her face. Sorry.
No.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Okay, now this round is done. We have to take a tiny quick break for our sponsors. And when we get back, we have more fun and excitement down the pipeline. We'll see you all in a second.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And we're back. We're back, baby. Round three starting off. Eric is still in the lead. That's what I'm talking about, team Eric.
I won.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Singular point.
Shut the fuck up, Courtney. You could do that. You could. We could shut the fuck up. Anyway, Jack, this one's going to you. Okay, so what's the next thing Kaylee will probably cry about?
This answer is hilarious.
There's so many things. I mean, books, our dog, like, generally just the mood she's in the state of the world.
Well, you have to pick one.
Just one.
So what's it gonna be?
I think I'm gonna go with something related to work. Like, something at work by other people's stupidity or mess-ups. Will make her cry because she'll be frustrated. It'll be like a frustrated word cry. That's what I'm gonna go with.
I see. Okay. And are you locking that in?
I'm gonna lock that in.
Locked in. Okay. The correct answer for this question, what is the next thing that Kaylee probably cry about, was actually thinking about the fact that her dog might die someday. It was not work. Yeah. You were so close.
You said dog, and I was like, oh, hold on to it.
We
had a conversation with Rigby that he's never allowed to die, and he will live forever, so would this ever come up?
That's true.
Yeah, Kayla, what's wrong with you?
He does have the memo.
And even though you don't get any real points here, you can get a moral, like a point, a half point.
Yeah, like an honorable mention.
An honorable mention for bringing it up in like your initial ramble. Team Coco.
All right. Hallie, it's your turn. Are you ready?
Yes. Okay. Let's do it.
If Jeremy were to murder someone in a homicidal rage, how did they piss him off?
Oh, so many things to them.
What's the big one?
Oh, no. People could pronounce the word wrong and they'll piss
him off. It'll murder him.
I'm upset over everything. I feel like he wouldn't kill anyone.
That's not the game.
Well, he did answer the question.
He has to. He did murder.
He did already answer
Jeremy
the question.
Already murdered. He's actually in jail right now currently.
Okay,
yeah,
so
and you have to figure out why.
He might have murdered someone because they murdered me there. Maybe like a revenge.
That's the answer.
That is the answer. That is the answer.
Yes.
That's great. Okay. Kaylee, they've actually done a disservice and a crime to our team by tying us. So I need you to pull us back into the lead, okay?
Okay, I'll try. I'll try my bestest.
There we go. What is something that Jack loves that you think is weird or gross?
Ooh, I think it's weird or gross.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. So he used to eat this thing when we first started dating. He would take a tortilla and he would put Cheez-Its in it, and then he would do balsamic on top of it and like wrap it up and eat it.
Wow. Wow.
Which was disgusting.
Okay.
Are you
lacking now?
But like he's still like. Yeah, it's like the food thing, like either that or like balsamic on everything.
The correct answer for this was the balsamic Cheez-Its burrito.
Yes!
The fact that he did it is almost as gross as your explanation of it.
So here's the thing.
You guys deserve that point.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm gonna have a quesadilla. I don't really like melty cheese, but I do like Cheez-Its. So, I put it in. Naturally. Also, it's just a carby snack with some balsamic on it. It was, I would make it on my
Don't
way
you delegitimize the grossness of this.
It is so good. You have to try it once before you can even judge it. Because it is.
Said, it's just a carby snack.
What is balsamic?
It's just shut the fuck up.
Ever gone with cheese.
Oh, all the time. All the time.
Cheez-Its.
Oh, I will die on this hill.
Wait, I'm honestly gonna try this shit tomorrow, then I'm gonna love it, and all of a sudden it's gonna be my new favorite snack. And like, goddamn.
Courtney, you can just let the rest of us know.
Make sure you don't drench it in balsamic, though. It's gotta be a light drizzle, otherwise it'll be too much.
Oh,
yeah.
Can you write her a recipe, Jackson?
The recipe is tortilla, handful of Cheez-Its, and a little drizzle of balsamic folded up and eat it, and your body goes
prison,
yes, carbs.
Fucking prison, incarceration immediately, incarceration.
All right, we are moving on.
Is Cheez-Its a sponsor?
Cheez-Its should be a sponsor.
Cheez-Its, I don't think they ever will be now.
Yeah, no, that's not true. They wouldn't want to be. We are moving on to our last question of this round. Jeremy, Hallie got kicked out of the bar last night. What did she do?
Oh my God, how did she get in the bar is the first question.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Was she lost? I feel like she just danced really badly or something.
Oh my god. All right. Are you locking it in?
I guess, yeah.
Unfortunately, the answer is she got too loud, either arguing with someone who was harassing another girl or laughing too much.
I can text you those divorce papers, Hallie. I can.
Get to the right over right now.
When have you ever argued with anyone in public?
I always get too loud when I drink. I'm always just yelling into oblivion.
Same. Girl, I'll go with you tomorrow. We'll get kicked out together. It's my favorite thing, yelling at the club.
Okay, no points for this round, but that's okay because I got a point. Well, no points for you for this round, at least. I got a point. Yeah, I'm very happy.
Shush up.
We're moving on to the final round of our game. the final four questions, one question for each of you, for all of the money, for all the marbles, and for bragging rights, and for the future of your marriage. And if you get things wrong, that means you love each other a little bit less. So keep that in mind. The first person that I'm going to ask is Kaylee. Kaylee, in Jack's glory days, what was Jack's most vain requirement for a fuck buddy? What was it?
Days, mm-hmm. What was his most vain requirement for a fuck buddy?
Yeah.
Here's the upsetting part. Like, I've known Jack since he was 15 years old.
Yeah.
So this is like...
So you saw it.
What she's like, trying to say I is that he had no glory days.
That's not...
No.
Oh my God, requirement. Okay, I don't know whether... Oh God, because he's not like mean. Like, he wouldn't like say like, oh, you don't look pretty. Like, he's pretty nice, I think.
Okay.
Nice,
I think.
Mm-hmm.
10 seconds. I'm gonna go with you have to be cool. I mean, cool with the friends.
Maybe cool with the friends. Okay. Okay, you have to be cool with the friends. Okay. Unfortunately, that was not the correct answer. I'm sorry. The correct answer was, you gotta look good in a dress or a skirt. You gotta look good in a skirt. You gotta.
Oh,
just,
fair enough.
You gotta look good. And what was the most vain requirement?
Vain.
So
vain.
Mm-hmm. But look, you just love him so much. You didn't think he.
You just
could
love him
be.
So. You, there was just no I, way on true. Earth that he could have been. So
here's the thing. Yeah. I think he thinks most people look good in a dress. So I feel like that's like a very small requirement.
You know, that could be the truth as well.
Okay, Jeremy, are you ready to steal it back?
I hope so.
What is that one thing Hallie knows you were right about from a past fight that she has never admitted?
Oh my God. See, so to be completely frank, Hallie and I do not fight very often. Mm. We are like eye to eye on so many things. I think the only thing that we've ever butted heads about is pseudoscience.
Pseudoscience. Okay.
Let me articulate this better.
Yeah, to say, what do you think that she thinks that she knows that she's wrong about?
Yeah, I'm gonna say that scientists shouldn't practice pseudoscience, or
okay,
the one with the stars. I don't know what that one is called.
The one with the stars. Astrology.
Astrology. Yeah.
That astrology isn't real or something. Is that what you think?
I mean, it's pretty accurate. But
Are you locking it in?
Yeah, I'll lock in that guess.
All right.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the answer was, Hallie said, I can't believe it. She said, I can't think of anything because I'm always right.
Divorce papers, one text away. Just one text away, Hallie. Just let me know. I got them right here. I can shoot them over. Yeah. This was a fun trick question, I think, for you two specifically.
Yeah.
and not for my team at all.
I liked it.
Whoever got this question was going to be fucked, so I'm really happy that it wasn't my team. Yay! All right, Jack, we are throwing it back to high school, okay? You're suspended. What would Hallie think it's for?
That I'm suspended for, not her. That I'm suspended for.
Yes.
Ooh, this is...
If she saw your permanent record and it just said you were suspended, what would you think?
I'm gonna say because this actually happened maybe a year or two before high school, but I'm gonna say getting into fights, because I actually got into fights in high school. And
you? Wow. Oh my God.
I would not have expected that from you. Just like punched people in the face.
I'm a relatively short guy, and so easy target when you're in high school, and people would like try and pick on me, and I would just turn around and sock him in the face and then like get into fights.
Oh, fuck yeah. If my kids fight somebody, then they're not mine.
Yeah. I'm a big proponent that everyone needs to get punched in the face once just to feel it, so that they know if they try to fuck around and find out, they know what that find out is.
Eric, have you ever been punched in the face, Eric?
No, bitch, I hit first. I'm fast. And I have a little brother. Are you crazy? I would never have gotten hit. You know, Jack, I'm happy that you went super violent. I'm happy that you went like either fire or physical violence. And I want you to know that is not the correct answer. And that your wife went in the exact opposite direction. Her answer was, He brought his guitar to class and wouldn't stop playing Jason Mraz music.
So sweet and innocent. Not who we expected from you. Not what we expected from you.
Probably the problem was I was sweet and innocent in high school, so I couldn't imagine him. I had a crush on him. He couldn't do anything wrong.
He burned down the field. He set the field on fire.
Yeah, good times.
Okay, well, my team ended pretty strong. I think we have enough points to carry us through. Let's see what happens with Team Coco.
Hallie, no pressure, but this entire game falls on my shoulders right at this exact very moment. Just throwing that out.
Not only that, but a win streak, I'm told.
Like a win streak for Team Coco. Okay.
A win streak and a marriage.
Just think what yes. I think.
A win streak and a marriage.
Which is more important?
The win streak
really?
Is more important. The win streak.
The win streak.
Okay.
Okay.
If you heard someone talking mad shit about Jeremy and you took the shit talker's side, what would the shit talker be saying?
Okay. I don't know. Oh, okay. I have an answer, but I'm so sorry, Coco. I don't know if this is the right one.
Okay. It's okay. Believe in yourself. You got this. I'm ready
for
it.
But this is what my gut's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that he's too critical. Like, he, like, criticized someone too much, mm-hmm. and he's just not being fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you want to lock it?
I want to lock that.
All right. Unfortunately, the answer is that Jeremy is bad at Xbox.
That is the only time people talk shit to me, Hallie.
He would have himself. Yeah.
He
stabbed himself
so
right in the leg for this
close.
One.
We were so close. You put your all into that answer. You did.
Oh, yeah, you did. You did. You know, but it just wasn't enough because Team Eric won.
No!
You get to stay married. Congratulations.
You get to stay married.
We had
Jeremy.
Two weddings, so it had
and
to
you're
happen.
On a win
you
streak.
Can give, oh.
You're
yeah, and you can streak. Give one of your... I'm on a win streak. I'm on a win streak for the first time this fucking season. Here we fucking go. No. Team Rex is coming back.
It's one
and you can
you
give one...
Because I know that you were so sad.
I really was
I
really
my
fucking
team
depressed.
To lose because I didn't want it to ruin the show is actually what went down.
I see. I see. Mm-hmm. Understand. I understand. Mm-hmm. This bullshit, but I understand. it's bullshit. Okay, everyone, this was so much fun. This is the best time ever. Win or lose. I'm so happy you all came on. This was a fucking ride and a half.
This is awesome.
Yeah, before.
Yeah.
Of
thank
course.
You.
Thank you for coming.
Thank
and
you
your guys' marriages. I swear I'm not going to send the divorce papers. I promise. The lawyers will not be coming to your door. You
but if you want them, just reach out to us. And we'll mail them.
Yeah, if literally we are a text away at a moment's just notice, we can shoot them over. Your partner will never know. Yeah. Perfect. We will. Before we let you guys go, we want to give you a chance to introduce yourself one last time. Maybe plug your social medias or any projects you're working on. I'll you know be charitable this week and I'll give it to Team Coco to start.
Okay. Hi, I'm Hallie. I don't actually have any projects or any social media really, besides private ones. There, please don't find me there.
Don't look for her.
A grad student. I don't have anything going on right now. So.
Of course, we love to hear.
Good.
It.
We love
incognito.
That private life. Good.
Incognito.
Yeah. So again, I'm Jeremy. I do not have any social medias.
Bless you.
We love not having performers on the show. It's so refreshing.
Yeah.
It's so refreshing.
I have nothing to plug except, I don't know, get vaccinated, support your local scientists because we're working really hard.
Oh, yeah. Jeremy and Hallie are both scientists.
That's right.
Isn't that the coolest thing ever?
Oh, my God. That's
better than all
the
of
coolest
us.
Thing. Just literally better than us.
Yeah, better. Absolutely.
We make laughs for fun for our jobs. We just like
we
fuck
giggles.
Around like this. We do giggles.
Give
our
this
jobs.
Man okay. another point.
No, Jackson, cut it off.
Science
Jackson, cut
point.
It off.
Science point.
Science point.
Not two though.
Team
two
Eric,
though, we're both
the
scientists.
Winning team.
That's true.
It's true. They get
so
to and then they end up winning.
That's it. We know that we won. We won.
That's science for you right there. Is that math? I don't know. I'm a performer. Team Eric, name, social media, any projects, anything you want to pump?
Once again, my name is Kaylee. I did the acting, but not really anymore. So I'm actually going to plug my husband's stuff because he's cooler than me.
That's not even close to true, but thank you.
But he is at Prism Pack. P-A-K,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, P-A-K, like a rumble pack.
Yeah, if you want to see like video game reviews and stuff like that. He played 300 games last year.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
And posted about all of them. So,
Holy shit. Okay.
That's cooler than me.
Yeah, check him the fuck out.
Yeah.
Jack, do you have anything else to add?
I mean, yeah, just follow me on Twitter. That's the main one that's active. And talk to me about video games. You know, I'm slowing down this year. I can't do 300 again. I was tired.
Do you play Ultimate Chicken Horse?
We love Ultimate Chicken Horse.
Love.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay.
What the fuck is that?
I'll reach out to you after say? Because I'm addicted. Is all.
Well, yeah.
What the fuck is?
Hit us up. We'll play. We haven't had a lot of people to play with.
Yeah.
So.
Oh hell yeah! Okay, my boyfriend. Okay, we'll talk about this. Literally,
between
I'm like
this
actually excited.
And pubs, I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm just fucking confused.
I think we're being gaslit.
I really do believe we're being gaslit. Everyone who's listening is being gaslit too. For everyone listening to the podcast, you can follow us at Get Wrecked Podcast on Instagram and Get Wrecked Cast on Twitter. Follow and subscribe wherever you're listening to us right now, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, CastBox. Leave a rating on Spotify, 5 stars. You can do that now. It's crazy. And then obviously leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. You can find at Eric M. Myrick.
You can find me at Courtney Bell, Courtney with a K, L, Bell with 4 L's. Why was that so hard to choke out today? I was like, that is just,
it's all
I'll never
best
make
time.
It. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Thank you everyone at home for listening. We love you all. Get fucking wrecked.
Mwah. We'll see you next Tuesday. Bye everybody. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Yeah.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.